Namaste. My name is Uli Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about positive and negative selfishness. All religions condemn selfishness. And that is wrong. We should discriminate between positive selfishness and negative selfishness. What is positive and constructive selfishness? To have kids and not to have kids. It depends on the person who likes to have kids. To enjoy sex. If we enjoy sex and share our sex with our darling, we make both of us happy. And sex release our tension, is healthy for our body, and bonds our relationship. To become successful and rich without harming other people or environment. To gain benefits of people when we have done it right. What is negative selfishness? To live an unhealthy lifestyle with junk food and no or too less body exercise. To overspend our money and to live on credit. To break our promise, our contracts, our words. For instance, the people have donated for the Haiti earthquake $500 million. To the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church has done nothing with the money, just put the money in their pocket, and there was no help for Haiti. To exploit the people in the name of God, all religions have done so. To condemn sex and to rape kids. The Catholic Church has done so. 25% of the Catholics in America left the church because the Catholic priests have raped their kids. To the same time, Catholic Church is condemning sex. And for sure, hoarding money is also bad after the Bible, but the Catholic Church is the richest country, the biggest real estate owner in the world. This means to live a double standard. When we see politicians, people, religion demanding selflessness, we should look first what is their intention. Mainly, they want to exploit us, nothing more. If we cheat people, at the end, we will have so much trouble and we can't enjoy our life anymore. This doesn't make sense for me as selfish behavior. If we look that we exploit every situation for the short time or in short time instead of to think on long-term relationships, we gain not much. It is rather more that we invest and help first, and at the end we gain much more. We gain the maximum. This means with every relationship is it so that we first help and invest in this relationship to build up a great relationship, and then we benefit much more. A real selfish guy is honest and loves to help. And this makes the selfish guy happy and content. And the other selfishness is more harming us and is just stupid. Thank you very much and bye.